Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Rachel, how's it going?
Good. Really excited about this one.
So today we are thrilled to feature someone truly special on Georgia One, Dante Sullivan, our hero of the month.
He's a former law enforcement officer, so he knows firsthand the vital importance of mental health support for police in Georgia.
Absolutely. We're going to dive into what's been done, share our vision for the future, and see how far we still need to go.
And we'll really break down the Brandon Cunningham plan, which is super important.
Plus, we'll hear all about Devontae Sullivan's amazing work leading the VAFF vet force in rebuilding an Atlantis shelter for displaced families.
It's all about Veterans for America First. He's rebuilding dignity for families facing hardship.
He saw the consequences of homelessness as an officer, and now he's turning that experience into direct action.
It's truly inspiring. He's showing service doesn't stop when the uniform comes off.
I mean, he sounds like he'd be an incredible campaign surrogate for any governor candidate who wants to continue Governor Kemp's work with the Brandon Cunningham clan.
Definitely. We've made so much progress, and there are so many more bills to pass. We can't go back now.
So it sounds like Devontae really understands the urgency of mental health for law enforcement. What are we seeing with officers in Georgia right now?
It's pretty stark. Officers face much higher rates of depression, burnout, and PTSD than the general population.
Wait, how much higher?
Significantly. All that cumulative trauma from critical incidents, it really takes a toll.
And that affects public safety, right?
Absolutely. Georgia ranks 48th in mental health access. So officers are often first responders for behavioral health crises.
So they're filling the gap.
Exactly. And those encounters are 10 times more likely to involve force.
Wow, that's a huge impact.
It is. It leads to a retention crisis, even with pay rises.
So officers are leaving.
Yes, due to stress. And it strains our jails, which become de facto mental health hospitals.
So it's costing us economically, too.
Definitely. Lost productivity, higher long-term health costs, it's a major issue.
So it sounds like there's been some real movement on the legislative front. What progress have we actually made with the Brandon Cunningham plan?
Oh, absolutely. The Ashley Wilson Act, HB 451, is huge.
Right, the one for first responders.
Yes, exactly. And the Mental Health Parity Act, HB 1013, expanded insurance coverage. Big wins there.
That's fantastic. And there's an investment in a new hospital, too, right?
A massive $409 million budget for a 300-bed forensic mental health hospital. That'll ease the jail burden significantly.
Wow, that sounds like a game changer. So what about immediate support for officers on the ground?
Co-responder programs are thriving in over 30 locations. Officers team up with clinicians to de-escalate crises.
So they're not just responding to calls, but have a specialist with them?
Precisely. And we're seeing fewer arrests and less use of force in those situations.
That's incredible. So the Brandon Cunningham plan is really seeing these steps become reality.
Yes, these are all crucial steps in that direction. But we have a ways to go.
So let's zoom in on the Ashley Wilson Act. What are the specific tangible benefits for first responders?
It's huge. The act provides a one-time $3,000 lump sum payment.
Right off the bat?
Yes, immediately upon a PTSD diagnosis from a qualified professional.
Wow, that covers upfront costs, I bet.
Exactly. Deductibles, co-pays, out-of-network treatments, and then there's long-term disability.
Long-term? Tell me about that.
If they can't work after 90 days of treatment, they get monthly income for up to 36 months.
So it's financial stability during recovery.
For paid responders, it's 60% of their monthly salary, capped at $5,000. Volunteers get $1,500.
That's a significant help. When did this all start?
The traumatic event has to be on or after July 1st, 2024. Claims can be filed up to 24 months after service ends.
Okay, that's crucial for eligibility.
So it sounds like we're moving from reactive fixes to building something more substantial, like this new forensic mental health hospital.
Exactly. It's a huge step forward. Governor Kemp signed a $409 million budget for it.
$409 million? That's incredible. When will it be ready?
Construction will take about 2 to 3 years. They're looking at Atlanta or Augusta for the location.
And what kind of capacity are we talking about?
It will have 300 forensic beds. It's specifically for individuals in the criminal justice system with serious mental illnesses.
So it's going to alleviate the strain on jails that are currently acting as mental health facilities.
Yes, precisely. It's a game changer for our justice system and mental health reform.
That's a huge commitment. So this is part of the long-term vision, right?
Absolutely. It shows Georgia's dedication to truly fixing these systemic issues.
That's amazing. What about Devonta Sullivan and his work? How does he fit into all this?
Oh, Devonta's story is really inspiring. He's taking action in his community.
Speaking of impact, let's shine a light on our hero of the month, Devonta Sullivan. He's doing incredible work, right?
Absolutely. Devonta, a former police officer himself, is leading VFAF, Vet Force, in rebuilding the Park Avenue Baptist Church shelter in Atlanta.
That's amazing. Rebuilding dignity, as he puts it. How can listeners get involved with this vital project?
So many ways. You can volunteer your time. They need hands-on help with painting, cleaning, organizing, anything like that.
Even just lending energy and encouragement. I love that.
Exactly. They also desperately need supplies. Beds, mattresses, home decor like lamps and curtains, basic household items.
To make it a warm, welcoming environment.
Yes, exactly. And monetary donations are huge. They go directly towards materials, supplies, and family support services.
Where can they donate?
You can donate at pabc.breezechms.com/give/online. For supplies or volunteering, email Devonta directly at sullivandevonta00@gmail.com.
He sounds like he would make a great campaign surrogate for one of the governor candidates, finishing Governor Kemp's work with the Brandon Cunningham plan.
Oh, definitely. We've come too far to go back now.
So looking ahead for Georgia, what's the big picture?
We've made huge strides, especially with the Ashley Wilson Act and the new hospital.
Right, the Brendan Cunningham plan is working.
Yes, but there's still so much more to do.
More bills to pass?
Absolutely. We can't lose momentum now. It's about ongoing support for law enforcement mental health.
And Devonta Sullivan sounds like the perfect person to help champion those efforts.
He really does. His experience and passion are invaluable.
He'd be a great advocate to finish Governor Kemp's work.
Couldn't agree more. We need voices like his.
So it's about pushing forward, not looking back.
Exactly. Continued progress is key.
Well, that's a lot to think about.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks, Rachel.
Thanks for having me.